And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is that you are listening, folks. Thank you very, very much for listening. Today is the 26th of April, year of our Lord, 2022. A few things off the bat, a few housekeeping things. I'm recording in my bathroom, so if there's weird acoustics, if you can hear things going on in the background, I apologize. No, I just have my desk is in my office now, is in my bathroom now, and so I just use the toilet as like a seat, and so I'm not kidding. So this is just, to me, this was just like maximizing efficiency.
Welcome
so,
to LA.
James, I'll show you. I am in my bathroom right now.
You are. Shout out to LA.
So now that we have that out of the way, mailbag episode.
Yes.
Haven't done one in a while.
We haven't. So are you reading the questions or am I?
Yes, I can pull them up.
All right. This is a trick question.
Yeah.
That means you are reading off a burner if you're going to read the mailbag.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Is it known that you have a burner? People don't know the burner, but is it known?
Some people will hear this and they will know the burner.
Yeah.
Some people will know. I'll say Hal knows.
The name of the burner?
Yes, because I don't even know it. You don't even know it. And I've commented on things from the Bun and Cardigan and things that you've tweeted. I've quote tweeted, and I think maybe some of them I've deleted.
Oh, I'm going to find it.
So
I'm going to spend today finding it.
Hal said that was something, I don't remember what it was. He said that something, oh, it was trading the pick. He said that I was an idiot for that. And I couldn't stand for it. I was like, Hal, I know you're better than this. And then I forgot that he didn't know it was me. So I sent him a literal video of me making the counter argument. So he didn't say anything too disrespectful.
But then you deleted the tweet.
I think they might still be up. But anyways, I have an active burner.
So you have two active burners, or is this the same one?
No, I only have the one now. I used to have like seven. Now I only have one. I'm off the app completely. Okay. But anyways,
all right. On the Athletic right now. While you're listening to this, we did our first beat writer mock draft. The Pistons picked, I'm not going to tell you. Go read the article. And I also have a new big board out since Shaedon Sharpe declared for the draft. So read both. Can we talk about Keegan Murray really quick?
Can we do the fucking Shaedon Sharpe thing? Okay, you know what?
There's a couple people who are like saying Shaedon Sharpe should go three, and it's like they had never seen him play. Like, there are certain people I like, if they say that, I agree. I'll take it for what it's worth. There's people on Twitter just saying, Chet, Paolo, Shaedon Sharpe. I'm like, you've never watched Shaedon Sharpe play.
Morons.
I don't even know if they're morons. They just don't know.
It's arrogant.
It's very arrogant. Keegan Murray. Anytime I write about Keegan, as you know, you've read the comments. People are like upset when I have him going forth to certain things. When you read the mock draft...
You should be going first, for what it's worth.
When you read the mock draft, you might not be happy. Just kidding. Anyway, people keep saying, I don't want a guy that's just going to be a, at best, high-end role player. And I'm like, what's wrong with that?
You're a dumb person if you believe that.
Even if he is, what's wrong with that?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying... Because I don't disagree. I think, like, what didn't you make the Tobias Harris point?
To me, it's like I've had a front office person in the NBA tell me that they think he can come in and do what Jeremy Grant does fairly quickly. And so to me, it's like if you get – like I understand everybody getting the draft. We got to take a swing. I think like, yeah, you take a swing at like one and two and three and like absolutely star-studded drafts. This isn't a star-studded draft. So what's the Pistons' biggest issue the last 10 years? Why are they in their situation?
They've drafted really poorly.
They've drafted poorly. How many of these guys have they drafted with lottery picks or right outside the lottery or not in the NBA or barely NBA players?
Most of all of
Very
them.
Very many. The goal of the draft, everybody has this idea, the goal of the draft is to get a star. Yes, if you're picking one, that's when you take the swing too. At like four in an draft, if you get a role player for 10 years, that's a good thing. You just need, you need good basketball players. And you already have Cade. And the most cap space, and trade stuff. Like, the draft isn't the end-all be-all. The point of the draft is to get good NBA players. That's what separates. That's why Toronto's had success over these years. That's why Phoenix. That's why. Who else am I? I mean, I can go down the list if you want. Denver. Like, they're not because they picked 1, 2, and 3. It's because they actually drafted NBA players in the draft and took advantage of the draft when you have a chance to get free NBA players.
I've never felt this close to you, James. I've never felt this on the same page about
something. So that's just like my thing. I just like when it comes to the everyone's like, you guys love Keegan and Ben Matt so much. I'm like, yeah, because I think they're going to be NBA players for a long time. So whether or not they're superstars, I don't think so. That's a different conversation. But if you can get me if you could be a guy that's a long-term starter in the league, sign me up. All right. The next tease. You have something to say first.
On Keegan Murray.
Yes. Sorry. I didn't
listen. Texted somebody in the league and was like, hey, I don't want to bother you, but Keegan Murray might be the best player in this draft.
Who's your league source?
I just texted a guy.
It was Hooper.
I texted a world-renowned, respected journalist.
I didn't get a text from you about that.
We have had this conversation. I texted KOC and was like, hey, man, I don't want to, like, is this thing true? And he's like, no.
What?
It's like, okay, that Keegan Murray is the best player of the draft. He's
yeah, I don't think so.
It's not true.
Yeah.
No, I agree with everything that you said. And the Shade and Sharp thing.
I like Sharp more than Ivy, but I'm not sitting here and saying I know Shade and Sharp's going to be an all-star.
And here's the thing about drafting Jade and Ivy. It's like when you're at the sleepover and you break the chair upstairs. You know what I mean? And then you're on board with it, but you need me to talk you through it. You like where this is going, but I need to talk through it. Okay, gotcha.
I don't get it. When you break the chair upstairs and you're at a sleepover.
So the Pistons are at a sleepover right now. All the Pistons fans, we're all at this really cool sleepover. All the guys, things are going well, right? We're hanging
Everyone's
out.
Having fun playing video games.
Everybody's having a good time. Rebuild's going good. Everything's right. We're vibing.
Looking at girls' Instagrams.
Exactly, right? You're prank calling people, whatever. If it's 2006, I don't know.
Slidden the girls from math class DMs.
Star 6-7, the whole nine.
Star 6-7. Okay? You're old enough to know about Star 6-7?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that probably was a thing through high school for me. So I was well, yeah. Okay. So anyways, then you're like, man, let's go upstairs. I think there's like some honey buns or something, like Mountain Dew. Let's get crazy. Let's go upstairs while parents are asleep. So then
Your parents kept the perishables upstairs.
If you're at the friend's house who has a really cool basement.
In the basement. Okay, go ahead.
If you have a finished basement, you're at that you're, friend's
correct.
House.
Correct. I'm sorry.
Right? Okay. So you sneak upstairs, and this is the draft. Okay. So then you go upstairs, and you accidentally draft Jade and Ivy. But in this instance, if we're using the sleepover analogy, one of your buddies trips and breaks a chair, and then you're downstairs like, oh, man, our mom's going to kill us when we wake up.
Wait, yeah, okay.
And now the party's ruined because you drafted Jade and Ivy.
That's actually – I don't know if I agree with that analogy, but I like that analogy.
But we got there.
That's a good
but
one.
We got there. Damn it, James. We got there.
All right, quick tease.
Go ahead.
Everyone's been asking when is there going to be new merch? When is there going to be a live pod? We have been reached out to by a organization.
Independent. Okay, sure.
No, we don't have to say independent. An organization of which there is affiliation in some sort has reached out about doing a live pod and potential collaboration merch sometime this offseason. None of the details are final. This could actually not happen. I could have just jinxed it, but it seems like it's going to happen at some point. So stay on the lookout. We'll make sure you keep you guys up to date. But at some point, it feels like there will be new merch, and it'll be even cooler than what you would have gotten if we were just Nick and I. And it's going to be at a place that you all love, very likely.
we can't move forward without addressing the elephant in the room. We would have gone the entire show without mentioning Patty. I swear to God, would have gone the entire show without mentioning this. I know we would have forgotten it. I did owe James.
Oh yes,
$130.
Tell him why.
Because Scotty Barnes won Rookie of the Year, and I said, if Scotty Barnes wins Rookie of the Year, I will buy you whatever jersey you
want. He unprompted, like, we weren't even texting.
I'm just a good friend.
No. I'm talking about how this came, like, people might say, like, James,
No. You're right. Go ahead.
Nick randomly texted me, if Scotty Barnes wins Rookie of the Year, I'll give you $130 to get a jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure. I mean, like, I didn't lose anything if he didn't win. I voted for Cade. I voted for Cade. I was actually shocked when Scotty won.
Agreed.
Because I didn't know. It seemed like to me this whole end of the year, it felt like Scotty was the internet. I hate saying nerd. Like the internet pick that everyone's working in VORP and
he was the hipster war. Pick.
Yeah. But I'm like, there's no way he just surpasses Mobley. Like I thought Mobley had it locked, even though again I voted for Cade. And he won, and I texted you immediately. And I'm going to get a Brandon Ingram jersey.
Did you order it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. It's weird, guys. Just so everybody... Okay, so now everybody has to hold you to this because I already sent you the money for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wear one on either this pod or the next one.
By BNC episode 100, you need to do it in a Brandon Ingram jersey.
Where are we?
In like 90, I think.
Is this 90?
Yeah. We're getting up there. We're getting up there.
We followed a lot of your styles.
We're like 20 minutes into the mailbag episode. What do you say we get into the mailbag?
Let's do something fun. Usually you read the questions to me. No. It's about the mailbag.
Okay.
Usually you read the questions to me, and since I'm the beat writer / insider, I give insight. How about I read them, I let you answer, and I'll tell you if I agree with your synopsis.
We might as well just do I just answer for you because I already know what you're going to say. But yes,
all right, let's do that. Let's play ventriloquist.
Can I actually just be selfish, though? Because I don't have an outlet, I can't tweet, I can't post on YouTube. I would like to give my thoughts, James.
I'll tell you if I agree with you or not. All right, first one. If you could have from Rob Stafford at Mr. Fix-It. Mr. X Fix-It. Thank you, Rob, for sending in your question. Oh, I went to Miguel Cabrera the game before 3,000. I was devastated.
Shout out to Max.
Why Max?
Were you there with Chris?
I was there with Max and Colton.
Yeah, okay. So shout out to Max.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Max. Okay, anyway. If you could have one Piston player back from the past 5 years, who would it be? The rest of the team stays the same.
Reggie Bullock. Yeah.
Why?
I think that.
I like that. Why?
Just he's just a bucket. That's just that guy's just 12 points walking around, walking onto the floor. It's 12-2.
He is
wearing 25.
He is a bucket. All right, from Nick Nice. Shout out to Nick Nice.
Yeah.
James, but Nick, you told us before anybody else that Jalen Brunson would be on the Pistons' radar. Props to you. But now that he's had his coming out party, has he outplayed the Pistons' salary offer? I want him here, but I'm not sure I want to pay $100 million.
Here's the thing. There are two things I won't discuss right now because I will say something that I don't mean. I am not mature enough of a person to face these two discussions without saying something rude. Colin Sexton and Jalen Brunson. The cultural reset that Pistons fans have started to do on Colin Sexton is fucked up and bothers me a lot.
Why?
I don't want to. I'm not the I told you so guy. I'm not the look at how right I was all along and look how fucking stupid you all look now. I'm not that guy because that sounds like a guy.
Oh,
who's
you're
mad
talking about
I'm
because there was rumors that the Pistons might want Colin Sexton from somebody.
And
other
it's the
than
same
me.
Thing. And it's the same thing with the Brunson thing.
So you believe
but it's
the
even,
Sexton thing?
No.
Do you believe the Brunson thing?
No. And here's why.
You don't?
Because this. No.
You're discrediting
hold on.
Me.
No, I'm not discrediting you. That's here's I why said. I don't believe it. Because 2 months ago, when all of this started to happen before the trade deadline, and we were kind of like, maybe there's like some weird thing that can be facilitated here. And I talked to one person, and I remember you and I even had a discussion about this. And I was like, after that discussion, I said there's zero fucking percent chance that Jalen Brunson leaves Dallas this summer. He is too valuable internally. And when I said this, people were like, Jalen Brunson? It's fucking Jalen Brunson. And now how stupid do those people look? Because no, he's not going to get $30 million. And even if he does get $30 million, that's stupid. That's dumb. Fred VanVleet's only getting, what, 20, upwards of 20? It's somewhere in the low 20s. Yeah. So I say all that just to say, no comment.
One, Pistons do have interest in Brunson.
No. Yeah. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm not saying they are not interested. I'm saying they're not getting him.
Okay. I don't.
They might presume.
I agree. I see what you're saying in terms of why would he leave Dallas. But you're looking at it from a pure, like, we don't know if he likes playing with Luka. We don't know if he likes being in Dallas. Like, we don't know these things. Those are things we don't know. And that's when you get surprised when you see Jeremy Grant signs with the Pistons when Denver offered him the same money. Like, that's the stuff we don't know.
It's not – this isn't so much about does Detroit want Jalen Brunson? Does Jalen want Brunson want Detroit? What I'm saying is Dallas doesn't want – they are like, no, Jalen Brunson is our guy. That's our guy. I'm not talking about anything else.
We'll see. What do you think – what's the most you would offer him, like, total for his contract?
I will just do an
I look at it like this. The Pistons gave Reggie Jackson $80 million.
Right.
And currently Jalen Brunson is the best player in a playoff series.
Right.
I would go to – and I don't know, maybe you can consider Reggie an overpay at that time, which is fair.
Which he was.
I would go up to 85 total.
For 4 years?
3 or 4, yeah. Do 3 years and a player option. Give him a chance to get out. That might entice him if he ends up being better. Three for 85.
Because by the end of those two, he'll have an indication as to where the direction is actually going.
His career and the franchise.
I meant specifically the franchise, but yes, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Again, I want it to happen. I'm totally on board with the Brunson thing. Up. The way that it has played out has frustrated me a lot. I forgot to give Matthew first dibs. On the mailbag thing.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
It essentially boils down to, and I was kind of like, I don't know, we kind of talk about this. I might know what James is going to say, but hey, I'm not on Twitter. I don't know what people are talking about.
But you are.
Essentially, what it boiled down to was, James, why do people hate Isaiah? Which, that's the part that we kind of talk about.
Stuart?
What it ultimately came down to was, I'll kind of just rework it. Day one next year, he's our starting five. Do you think so?
I think he's the starting 4 or 5, yeah.
Okay.
I have a frog in my throat. I don't think people hate Isaiah. I think people put on their basketball goggles and see a guy. They want a big man that can jump, and I understand that, and I'm not discrediting that. But I don't think there's, like the patience and, like, just seeing what he can be. Like, I just don't think that's there. And, like, people would rather just, like, relegate him to the bench instead of finding out if he can become, like, a 36%, 37% three-point shooter and one of the best switch defenders in the league. So I think that's where – I wouldn't say hate. I think it's just I don't know. I don't know what the word is. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
From Brandon from @B_Dorsey. I'm assuming your name is Brandon Dorsey. Thank you very much, Brandon. Top three favorite Pistons role players of the last 10 years, Nick. Who are they?
Reggie Bullock.
Luke Kennard.
Reggie Bullock, Luke Kennard. It's funny because I actually would have forgotten to list him.
Anthony Tolliver. Ish Smith. Austin Day.
Anthony Tolliver is not a bad one. I don't know
if it's
true.
I feel
like
you were a Tolliver guy.
Oh, I totally was. I just, because it's my last spot, you know?
Yeah.
I'm definitely forgetting someone awesome.
What was it, of the last 5 years? Yeah. Or of the last 10 years? So that takes us back to 2012.
Stanley Count?
Yeah, he counts. That's a sick pick.
Yeah.
You got a French Connection shirt. Go ahead and put Sekou on there. Let's pour. This is our way of pouring one out for Sekou.
The Bunny Cardigan officially puts a bow on the Sekou Doumbouya story.
8 months later.
We wish you... I can't believe a year ago we were like, what's going to happen to Sekou? Don't give up on him. And now I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I meant we as in like. Can I just say the one thing? The one thing I have noticed about not being on Twitter is the way that people are talking about nothing all the time. How just the yeah. paradigm shift oh, of conversation on a week-to-week basis. Have you heard about the Zion thing? I got a text about that. What the hell is that all about?
All right, we'll get back into this. This is such a random pod, but I think it's going well. Simmons and Russillo were just having a – they were just doing a podcast, two friends talking. They were like, what if the – and Simmons to Russillo – I can never say it. Ryan Russillo. We're like, what if the Pistons offered for Zion, Killian, Sadiq, and their pick? And then everybody – like that. Everybody on Pistons Twitter. You know how Pistons Twitter is. Anytime anybody national mentions the Pistons – that's like the talk of the day. Pistons fans won't get – there's definitely a insecurity now being a Pistons fan because they haven't been good for so long. But they will not get over that insecurity until they stop biting at everything a national person says. Like anytime the Pistons are brought up nationally, it's like the talk of the day from any national media figure, media face, anything.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's crazy. And I think what people don't maybe get about Simmons, I don't know if maybe 82 people...
degrees out, go ride your bike.
And it's a beautiful day outside today. I bought some sunscreen and some aloe, didn't even go to the beach. Here's the thing. Here's what I learned about shaving your head all the way and using no guide. Your head can get sunburned. Yes. I learned that the hard way. Here's what people are apparently maybe don't realize about Bill Simmons, just in the general stream of consciousness, and general flow of conversation that he has in any pod that he ever does, especially if he's with Russillo. He's throwing shit out there. He's just his brain. He's just throwing something out there just to throw it out there.
It was two friends talking. Like it wasn't like he was reporting anything.
That's not happening. And no.
And if you think that's going to get Zion, then like I don't even understand what. Anyway, Pistons fans, I love you. You guys are a different breed. Which are
morons?
I'm not going to say that.
I'm kidding.
But definitely go ride a bike. Pistons don't play for 6 months. from Das Haas 7, what's your read on Weaver's initial opinion of Shaedon Sharpe now that he's declared? You get to answer this. How do you think Weaver feels about Shaedon Sharpe?
No shot. That's why people who are like, oh, he's coming to Detroit. I feel like Troy Weaver's track record would indicate otherwise. Doesn't what? Quite seem like. Here's the thing: is the spin zone here? He's actually a really good character guy because he was avoiding Coach Cal, who is a notorious fucking slimeball.
I've heard this. I've heard Shaedon is a nice kid.
So maybe that's the takeaway here.
I also just watched the clip of whoever the guy he works out with, and they had to hype up that guy because he was giving Shaedon buckets. They're like, yeah, this guy right here that's giving Shaedon buckets, even though the video's supposed to be about Shaedon, yeah, this guy right here, he could go like in the 80th round.
Literally, my problem is if like 30% of what I have to watch on you is, and I'm not making a joke,
no.
Literally at LA Fitness, I'm not, and it might work. It might work. Whoever drafts him, it might work. I'm being naive, arrogant.
High school player, so there's yeah. people have seen him.
He was a Kentucky commit. Like, he can obviously play basketball. But there is a consequence, and this is very well documented, there is a consequence to just forfeiting or foregoing, maybe is a better word, the college experience. Like, like with Michael Porter Jr., and it was different with Michael Porter Jr., and I feel like I talk about this all the time. Like, he had the back injury that kept him out the entire year, and yeah, he played, like, four games of college. But you know what happened to him, even though there was an injury? And again, this is different because his medical history was so fucking insane. Like, they were like, we don't think you're ever actually going to be able to play basketball. I think it was the Clippers doctor that told him that. He was the consensus. This guy's going number one. It's not close. Then the back stuff happens, and then we're like, we don't know what's going to happen. He falls in the middle of the lottery, goes what, like 15th to Denver. Like, there is a consequence to not doing anything in college.
Yeah.
And no, he shouldn't. The Pistons should not draft him.
Okay. Given what this is from Matthew Adrian. Matthew R. Adrian. I'll probably have to chip in on this, but I want to see what you think. Given what you've told us about Sadiq and how driven focused he is, do you think he's processed that he's going to make $200+ million over the next decade? As someone who gets close to these guys, what's it like seeing them get the bag for the first time? I watched Nick get the bag for the first time, and he got some Cartier frames. So,
yeah, and then my life jumped off a cliff.
All right, let's not get morbid.
I'm going to defer this. I'm going to pass the baton off to you. I just want to say, Sadiq If I think it's just gonna take one more. If I hear one more story about how addicted to the grind he is, he's gonna be my favorite player. He'll be. Oh,
I thought you were gonna say he's gonna be your least favorite player.
No. Love it. I just need one more. I just need one more for it to be official.
As it pertains to Sadiq, like I think you're just gonna see like the drip increase. I don't think he's a very a gaudy, maybe the, loud guy.
Maybe the dye stays in a little bit longer because he can afford to get it touched up every now and then. You
a little, little crazier hair. I just think the swag probably switches up. Funny thing is, though, and to your question, I've never covered a guy that got the bag. Never, like played for Detroit without the bag, got the bag, and was still in Detroit.
Andre?
No, I started in 2017. He had just gotten the bag.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good point. Luke got paid after he left.
Yep.
He got the extension.
Blake
after.
Was already paid.
Can I just say really quick, we're not doing a playoffs thing here. That's not what this is. But I just want to do for just 1 second. This Trae Young, Miami's defended me harder than I've been, more consistently than I've been defended since high school. I've watched Bruce Brown lock that ass up for like 3 years, so I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But go ahead.
From Javier Rodriguez, George Blaha content, please.
Yeah, I saw that one. Don't know what you want.
Yeah. Respect, George, I hope though. You're doing well.
Hope he's doing well.
Hope
for
you're
sure.
Doing all right. From B Montestier, I can never say your last name. Shout out to B. I think his name's Brandon. We DM every now and he DMs me every now and then. I apologize if that's not your first name, but I know who you are.
I was in a car the other day going to West Hollywood. I passed by the little gas station that you and I went to when I got the grape.
Mm-hmm.
Or the no, I wasn't. Sorry, purple. That's what I said.
When you got you the had purple the, drink. I got purple. We walked the Hollywood Hills.
Yes, but I saw Lincoln Riley.
Oh, really?
DeLincoln Riley was in. He was in Beverly Hills, and he was just standing. I was just in a car, and he was just standing at an intersection, just waiting for traffic, wearing a USC visor.
I was gonna say I don't know if I would have been able to just like. Spot Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, man, I was just staring.
I wouldn't have thought about him. That's funny.
As the USC thing definitely helped him. Like, that's definitely Lincoln Riley. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Is Cade someone who will wear the Rookie of the Year snub as a chip on his shoulder going into the future?
Yeah. Yeah, he cares. He cares.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't think he'll ever really express how much he cares unless you get him on like a really good podcast. Like if he goes on JJ's podcast again, maybe. Maybe if you get him in front of me again, you know,
or a one-on-one with me,
or a one-on-one with James Edwards III of the Athletic.
I think he'll talk about it if there's success down the line. Like if he ends up being a multiple-time All-Star, I think you can review that back and he'll. Get
Let's start
shit
taking
off.
Bets. Is he going to be our representative at the lottery? Has to be, right?
I think you got to go Ben again, right?
Ooh,
got to go Ben again.
Yeah, good take. Yeah.
Try to get the number one pick. Sure. From DB Teej, who is the most realistic big name free agent you expect the Pistons to sign? Jalen Brunson.
To sign or go after? Kind of two different things.
Oh,
there.
To what? Sign? I mean, I can't predict who they sign.
Mitchell Robinson. Throwing my hat in the ring on that one.
Marvin Bagley.
What the hell was the joke that I had? He's not Marvin Cheapley. They call him Marvin Cheapley. I don't remember what I was going to say. What's the next one?
This one I might have to take the reins on. From Evan at Crazy Cat Brother. When will Detroit host another All-Star game? We've won 3 titles and gotten 2 new stadiums since we last hosted in the 70s. If Cleveland, Charlotte, and SLC can host, Detroit can too. I know there's some big bid system teams have to go through. Is the more of the Pistons not wanting to host? I know the answer to this, but go ahead.
It's hotel space.
There you go. You know that. Good job. Have we talked about it?
Yeah. Maybe privately, not on the show, It's just basically it just comes down to hotel space and existing infrastructure.
I'm also not sure that the Pistons like. I don't know this for a fact. This is not a fact. This is just me spitballing. I don't know if they've had interest in hosting lately. Like that's a lot of effing work. And two, yes, you need more hotels. They're trying to build up more hotels downtown.
The irony there,
and I'm
most
sorry,
people,
not hotels, like 5-star, 4-star hotels, right. Like we're
right.
millionaires can stay, which is what these people are.
For like media and stuff like yes. that too. Yeah. Yeah, the irony there is pretty much everybody who was in Cleveland was in an Airbnb. Yeah. Like I'm talking like everybody. So there's definitely some weird, it's weird, but yeah. So to answer the question of when, a long time.
My guess is before 2030.
No shot.
From Nico Suave, 6. Who's your best current day 5-player team consisting of yourself, one retired player, one rookie, one random player, and one mascot?
Oh, Jesus.
Is this your burner? Because this seems like a you question, and his name's Nick.
I would say there are too many moving parts to answer this question, so we're not going to do all of them. We're going to run twos. So pick your favorite.
All five.
All five? Yeah. Okay.
You? Who's the retired player?
George Yardley.
Of course. Who's the rookie?
Cade, of course.
Who's the random player?
Terrence Stansbury.
Terrence Stansbury.
Like, yeah, we're getting
No, no, no. I don't think they could be retired. Like I think that he meant like one.
It has to be a current player.
Did he play with George Yardley or something?
Terrence Stansbury was in the historic Sam Bowie draft.
I know that name. I was gonna say at first it sounded like a second baseman for the Pirates.
Yeah, he was drafted before John Stockton. Fun fact.
I know what you're talking about now.
Dwight Powell.
Okay, and one mascot.
Oh, the best mascot in the league, Chuck the Condor.
Whose mascot is that?
The Clippers. Hooper is third.
The Clippers have a mascot?
Chuck the Condor. And look, people are going to do the thing where they're like, it's Benny the Bull. It's Benny the Bull. That guy is so funny. If you take popcorn out of that guy's bag, he's not funny. Benny the Bull's not funny. He's not a good mascot. He's top five, so he's a good mascot. Chuck the Condor won.
I've been to Staples Center many times covering Pistons Clippers. What does Chuck the Conduit look like?
Chuck the Condor. He's not just a big dude. I forgot to tell you, I flew first class for the first time.
How was it?
Pumping me full of champagne, feeding me chicken risotto. And I saw landing in LA, I saw in Inglewood they're starting to build the Clippers place.
Yeah.
It was cool. No, it's just a bunch of dirt. But anyways,
what is this mascot though?
He's a condor.
Hell is a condor?
It's a bird.
Oh, I have no recollection of this. He like runs around.
He does mascot shit. What are you asking me right now?
I didn't know if it was like.
No, he fucking swings around in the skies. He's like fucking Spider-Man, James.
I've never seen this mascot. I bet you it's new.
Steve Ballmer. Since Steve got here, he's been here for a while.
I can't picture it at all.
He's him, okay?
And I am
Chuck. Him. Chuck the Condor is the I like. It was weird because it was one day where I got really close to him and I actually started a fangirl. I'm grown. And then when I was in Milwaukee, Bango walked right past me. He segued right past me. He was on a Segway. Here's a fun fact: did you know the guy who invented Segways, who invented them, actually died because he rode one off a cliff?
Really?
I'm not kidding.
I'm not laughing.
It's not funny. That's insane.
That's crazy. That's sad. Rest in peace to him.
What's another question that we got?
I hate you. Let's take a quick break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, the next question is, love the show. From Pats and Ball. And people are going to be like, James, you can't read. You guys' Twitter handles are ridiculous, man. From Pats and B-Ball. So I'm assuming you're a Patriots fan and a B-Ball fan, maybe? I don't know. Love the show. Is there any information on more jersey options for next season? I know James had been on the team story for a minute before it was announced. I really just don't want any more of these awful all gray jerseys. Next year, it's out there. Teal is here. And what were those technically those jerseys? Were they City edition?
City. All City.
The red ones?
Yeah.
Those were one off. No, those are the anniversary editions, right?
Who cares?
Okay, those can't come back. by league rule. And the gray ones, my sources tell me you'll never see the gray ones again.
Wow, we did it, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. We did it.
The gray ones are done. Wow.
I can't wait until the revolution in 25 years when people are like, bring back the chromes. These were low-key heat.
That'll be the day I'm in Belize covering soccer. At Refunded, we kind of already talked about this, and I'm sorry, we're going to probably sound snarky. Thoughts on taking Shaedon Sharpe top three? Unproven, but he'd be a great fit next to Cade if it all works out.
Based on what? As evidenced by what? His fucking EYBL tape? What are we talking about?
I mean, guys have gotten drafted out of high school. Like, it's a thing.
Oh, I know. And here's the thing.
Some of them have been great.
I like him. But, like, we need to pull back.
Yeah, I think that's just the thing. Like, I know the people saying these things. Let me not say that. 80% of the people championing for Sharp haven't done their homework.
It's because it's cool to be like, oh, this guy fucking took this really unconventional path, and now he's the best. Like, yeah, it's a cool story.
I agree.
And that's why I'm genuinely not trying to, like, be that guy here. I like him. He's got some, like, cool Kentucky John Wall stuff at the rim. He's very musical, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, relax.
From T. Boogie, I think this might be your burner because of the question.
It's not my burner.
Seriously, though, think the Pistons could get Jalen Brunson for the Mozgov? 4 years, $64
million. Now, that's a true listener of the Bunny Cardigan is what that is right there.
Yeah. Shout out to T. Boogie.
4 years, $64 million. No.
I was going to say you're taking a little too long. Good job, Nick. From our guy, Vinyak Swaroop.
Yes.
Can you finally reveal why the Pistons traded Luke Kennard in 4 seconds to get Sadiq Bey? We're getting closer, and funny enough, I actually heard a different... I heard my story a few years ago whenever the trade happened. I was recently privied to another story from someone else. So it's one of these two things. That's why they did it. So it's in due time. In due time. I want to get the right story first.
Statute of limitations. We got the expiration date is a ways out on that one.
Yeah. From at KaverJ02. I don't even know what this means, so I'm going to let you have it because I think you'll know this. Which fictional world would you want to live in?
Skyrim. No. Pee-wee's world.
Pause. But that's my answer too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Shout out to Pee-wee.
Can we just for 2 seconds? Can we flip the switch on this pod?
Depends. Where you going with it?
The new Pusha T is insane.
Hard.
Oh my god.
Hard.
Like one of the best albums I've ever heard in my life.
I'm not gonna go that far, but it's hard. Shout out to Push.
Dude. Oh. Go ahead.
Yeah. Legend. From PukeBoy69.
Facts. There it is. There's the burner.
I gotta look. It's a picture of what looks to be a maybe 11-year-old boy with a lit blunt in his nostril.
It's not me. He's using the XXXTentacion photo. Yeah. That's the look at me photo.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. No, that's not me.
He has one follower and 28 following. I think this might be you.
No, I have 20 followers on mine. Following zero. I was only following Rihanna originally, and then I unfollowed her.
I'd love to hear yours on this because I don't really want to talk about it. Assuming the Jazz tear it down, what would you give up for Donovan Mitchell?
Oh, who cares?
What would you get? What's the most you would give up for Donovan Mitchell?
I love that people want to do these mental exercises. I like our guys, man. I don't want to trade them. Like I feel I like them enough that right now I'm like, we don't have anywhere to be, you know? And so, but if, okay, so yeah, sure.
Entertaining.
If it came down to it, nothing that I would give up, they would want. I couldn't do it to Sadiq.
You wouldn't give up Jeremy?
They wouldn't care about that.
They wanted Jeremy badly.
Well, I guess if you're putting him with Rudy, I don't know, man.
All right.
Yes. So yes, I'd throw him in there, but I'm not. But like, I'm not doing.
Would you do Jeremy, Killian, and if you're picking sixth, your sixth pick?
Oh, and the pick too. I guess. Yeah. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking of that.
Not to say that. See, now we're doing. This is. Listen, people, Pistons fans, we love you. We're having a hypothetical trade talk based on a question. Please don't talk about this all.
Come on, Piston.
We're not recording this.
Come on, guys.
Would you trade Jeremy, the sixth pick, hypothetically, and Killian? I don't even know if that's enough. It's probably not. Throw in Hamidou Diallo.
Yeah. I wouldn't even need to think on it.
Okay.
I'd say yes before I hung up the phone.
You'd say yes to a trade that you offered them? That's how bad you want it done?
I'm so dedicated to this trade, I will say yes to it. Hold on.
Are you married?
No, I'm just wearing a ring.
Isn't that your wedding hand?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm inside all the time, so.
Okay. All right. From Yell Dead Incel at Twisted Amnerica.
James, do you know what an incel is?
Nope.
Okay, you just keep going then.
What is it?
Just keep going.
Is it bad?
No, it's just a guy who hates women. Well, so yes, it is bad. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. It is bad.
Okay. I never heard that word.
Yeah. It's like people who... Well, I don't want to... Never mind. Go ahead.
If the Pistons get AI in 2000, do they still win a rings, and is Dumars remembered more fondly as a GM, or is a Stackhouse for Rip trade more valuable? I'll take this one because you weren't born yet.
Yes, I was. Just for the record, I was. But go ahead.
If the Pistons get AI in 2000, do they still win a rings? You know what? I'm going to say yes, because if we're being honest, I mean, Allen Iverson is a better player than Chauncey Billups.
Yes.
And they will all have been in their prime, and that would have been the core that they've known, instead of, like, it's a burden and it's upsetting that the guy, Chauncey, who was part of this core and helps get to great heights, was traded. Like, that kind of obviously releases the air out of the whole thing.
Sure.
I think so. I think Dumars should be remembered more fondly. Anyway, regardless, I think the issue people have with Dumars, I think it honestly just comes down to trading Chauncey for AI. I think that's really it. Because even though things were bad after that, he did kind of see where the game was headed. He just picked the wrong players. He picked the Austin Day. He went and signed Charlie V. Those are two stretch bigs who could put the ball on the floor. He went after Ben Gordon. Rodney Stuckey, a combo guard who could play the one or the two. The idea was there. He saw where the kind of the game was headed. He just picked the wrong players.
Yeah, I don't know. If you gave Chauncey the AI treatment and you were a shooting guard that was disguised as a point guard your entire career, instead of just telling Chauncey to be a point guard, do you think that, like, I just wonder how differently Chauncey would be remembered, because he would have been even like way more fondly than he even is now, which is, he's held in pretty high regard. People like him. Do you get what I'm saying? Like this narrative, like Allen Iverson's not a point guard. He's just not. He never was.
Scoring guard.
So do you get what I'm saying? Like, if Chauncey was kind of more of that guy, I wonder if he would have kind of been up to that.
Yeah. It's a good question. Interesting question. I don't know how to answer that. Let me think about it.
Sure.
Nick, you okay, bro? When is Nick coming back? I think they mean to Twitter. He is. You got to find his burner. First person to find his burner gets $1 million.
You will get one. I'll buy James another jersey.
Please find his burner. Don't do anything like hide it or change the name or anything. Leave it how it is.
But the only people who can't participate are the people who already follow it.
All right, deal.
And you have to just basically just like tag me and the bunny cardigan.
Or just DM you.
Yes, but if you...
Or no, yes. Yeah, DM bunny cardigan. That's better. DM the bunny
cardigan. But if you already follow me and I find out that you were the one who tipped James, your hack, and you win nothing.
Fair. Please, somebody find out. I want another jersey. From at I'm Bobby Bish. I'm Bobby Bish. Yeah. Could y'all look at the 2022 free agent class and talk about who could should get a max? All right, let me pull up the 2022 free agency class real quick.
Let's go through every single player and say who does and does not get a max.
All right, so we're already Ayton, sure. Well, that's the one. But do you want to do – let's just do – are we going to do restricted and
yeah, sure.
Unrestricted? All right, let's run.
If it takes long enough, we'll just close on this.
All right. Yeah, let's figure it out. But then you got to factor in, like, I don't want to look through this list. There's player options. All right, I'm just going to read a few. Gary Harris. No.
A max?
No. Zach LaVine.
Yes.
Ricky Rubio, no. All right, yeah, hold on. Let's just actually name the people who will. Sorry, I was just naming everybody. Zach LaVine, DeAndre Ayton.
Yep.
In terms of unrestricted guys, that's kind of where it stops for me.
And maybe this is going really well.
Yeah, great question. that's tough right now on the spot. Okay. Where is my Zoom so I can look at you again? There you are. All right, let's do two more.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I have terrible news. Unfortunately, we are having some technical difficulties. We made 5 attempts to end the show, and we couldn't do it. So we threw in the towel. We gave up. Thank you to everybody who submitted a question. That's it. That's it for today. James isn't even here. That's how frustrated we got, is James actually had to leave because we were getting so mad because it just wouldn't work. So if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate 5 stars, leave a review, subscribe. If you're feeling generous, we will catch you guys in the next one.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.